Refuting compromise. Is a day a thousand years? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new family book, The Genesis of a Legacy. Ken, I've heard many Christians claim that the days of creation in the book of Genesis cannot be ordinary days because we read in the book of 2 Peter that a day is like a thousand years. So how do you answer that claim?
Well, first of all, Mark, the meaning of the Hebrew word for day in Genesis depends on the rules of the Hebrew language, certainly not a phrase lifted from the New Testament. Second, the passage in 2 Peter reads that a day is like a thousand years, not that it is a thousand years. Then it also states that a thousand years is like a day, which just cancels out the first phrase anyway. You see, this passage is saying that God is not limited by processes and time because he's outside of time. He created time. To God, a day is like a thousand years. Third, if the word day in Genesis means a thousand years because of 2 Peter, then the word day everywhere in the Old Testament would mean a thousand years. And this is nonsense. Imagine Jonah being in the great fish for 3,000 years, not 3 days. No, let God be true and every man a liar.
Ken Ham has written an eye-opening free booklet on the 6 days of creation. That topic and many more are covered in a series of free booklets, which you can find at AnswersRadio.com. These booklets are also great as witnessing tools. You can get them when you go to our website, AnswersRadio.com.